This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So that's what corporate bankruptcies might mean for this economy. What about default? June 1 fast approaches, the Treasury Department's official marker of when the X date might land. And default would be, very big picture, bad. Very bad. Exactly how bad it'd be for you, though, depends on where you are. Moody's guesses that 500,000 jobs would be lost just in Texas, the second biggest economy in this country. So we asked Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall, who files for us from Houston, how that might play out in the Lone Star State.
The first move economists say they expect if the U.S. government can't pay its bills is cuts to Social Security payments. Patrick Jankowski is with the Pro-Business Greater Houston Partnership.
There are 4.5 million Texans that are either getting a retirement payment, a disability payment, or some sort of survivor's income from that.
So more families would have to choose between paying for rent, meds, and groceries, says Tanya Treese with Houston nonprofit Baker Ripley.
We have some seniors that we serve right now that are already food insecure, and so that's going to be exacerbated.
After that, Rice University economist Zach Bethune says if the U.S. defaults, the impacts would ripple across financial markets.
Stock prices would fall. It'd make interest rates on mortgages and credit cards and auto loans increase. So it'd be hard, you know, more difficult to borrow. That would then, you know, kind of create a financial contagion, increase unemployment.
He says the dollar would also depreciate. Though Bethune says there may be a tiny silver lining for Texas on that front, being a net exporter and all.
Our oil would be cheaper, our energy would be cheaper in other parts of the world. That may actually help Texas kind of withstand some of the brunt of a recession.
When I ask Bethune how he would characterize a default situation, a flat tire, car crash.
It would be where your check engine light comes on, there's certainly a problem. The longer you wait to actually check the engine, the whole car may go.
Even so, CEO of the Texas Association of Business, Glenn Hammer, says the consequences of a default are so bad, he's sure politicians will avoid it.
We've seen this movie before.
He says it's like his favorite film, Top Gun Maverick.
I sensed that things were going to come down at the end. I also sensed it would work out okay for Maverick and the good guys.
Things may look like they'll crash and burn, but Hammer says we'll still see a happy economic ending. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.